This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend. Glad to have you with me. This is Michael Brown. Appreciate everyone tuning in, listening on the podcast, listening whenever the affiliate carries it. But glad to have you with me. So here are pretty easy rules of engagement for this program. If you want to send me a text message, I love text messages because it's the opportunity for you to criticize or compliment or comment or give me different information, change my perspective, whatever. Send me a text message, and it's real easy. On your smartphone or your dumb phone, simply text the word Mike and your message to this number, 33103. So just when you type in the number, type in 33103, start the message with the word Mike or Michael and send me your message. Love text messages because I love to hear what you have to say about what we're talking about. And then the second thing I'd appreciate you doing, if you want to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, follow me on social media. I tend to get in Twitter fights a lot. Or you'd like to join our little private group that we have on Facebook. You want to download the podcast. You want to stream this program live. Do any sorts of those things. You can simply go to this website. And we've cut through all the iHeart red tape. So all you have to do is simply go to michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com, and that'll take you to all of those things. So I'd appreciate a follow on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that. You know, most of my show prep, in fact, I would say, I shouldn't say most, but I would bet 50% or more of my show prep emanates from conversations that I have. And I had a conversation with someone just yesterday, which prompted me to do this topic this morning because this person, who's pretty close to me, was thinking one thing about something that Donald Trump said. And I said, no, that's not what he said. And then we got into a little riff about, well, no, yeah, he said, she said, no. And I said, well, did you go on Truth Social, which is Trump's, you know, social media platform, and did you read verbatim what he said? Well, no, I was just reading a story about it. So what did Trump really say about the United States Constitution? What did he really say? Now, I will just say this as a preface. I think that Trump's comments were ridiculous. But, as usual, his deranged critics, people who have Trump derangement syndrome, went even further overboard with their denunciations of what he said. You see, there's usually, you know, and this is the thing about Donald Trump. He causes everyone whiplash. Personal injury lawyers ought to love Donald Trump. Because whenever Donald Trump tweets something, well, he hasn't tweeted because although he's back on Twitter, whenever he tweets something or posts something or sends out emails or makes a comment to the press or whatever, I mean, it's like whiplash galore everywhere, both supporters and denouncers. And, of course, the media is the ones that, they're the ones that go mostly back crap crazy. But Donald Trump's Achilles heel truly is his own narcissistic self-assurance. And that translates into him always being right when he decides that he is right, which is always. So that's truly his Achilles heel. Now, the 2020 election had plenty of things that were wrong with it. Plenty of things. Now, we could have, this is for an entirely different subject, in a different debate or different discussion on radio at a different time about whether or not there was enough fraud in the 2020 election to overturn the results. I think that's debatable. I think another issue about the 2020 election, which nobody really seems, and don't start texting me or emailing me about Mike Lindell, or for that matter, Dinesh D'Souza and his 2,000 mules. Let me take both of those before I get to what Trump said. Mike Lindell and everything that he's claiming, none of it's backed up. And remember, I'm a lawyer. I haven't practiced law in a long time, but I'm trained as a lawyer. I think like a lawyer. I analyze like a lawyer. Send all the lawyer jokes you want. I've heard them all. But nothing that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, has put up, none of it is backed by the kind of empirical evidence that if I were taken into a court of law would survive a motion for summary judgment or a motion to dismiss. And the same is true with Dinesh D'Souza. Let me say this about 2,000 Mules. I've watched the entire movie. Dinesh D'Souza makes a great case. In fact, I think he makes a valid case that in the specific instances that he was able to record and show, there was ballot harvesting going on. But Dinesh D'Souza does not, and frankly he admits he cannot, prove that widespread across the country, even though you and I may believe that it happened. Remember, I'm talking about proof. Even though you and I may believe that ballot harvesting, in fact, I do believe that ballot harvesting took place all across the country. This is why I hate early voting. This is why I hate the ballot process that we have. I think we ought to go back to just everybody needs to get off their asses and go to a polling place and vote on election day. Valid reasons for absentee ballots. But even Dinesh D'Souza will admit that while his video shows an example of it, and is actually proof in that example would not be in and of itself enough to overturn the 2020 election. Then I just want to say one third thing about the 2020 election before I get to what Trump said. Let's quit relitigating it. Let's quit arguing and going over and over and over about the 2020 election. Here's something positive we should be doing. We, as conservatives / libertarians, should be going to our state legislatures, and we should be changing the way we vote. We should be throwing out the Dominion voting machines. We should be throwing out all of this stuff. There is a fix to this, but most people just want to sit back in their easy chairs and bitch about it and say, well, look, there's a movie or Mike Lindell has something up, and so the 2020 election. No, that does not pass muster with me. I've got to have the proof, the kind of proof that I can walk into a courtroom and say in enough jurisdictions around the country that there was widespread fraud, that the 2020 election results are incorrect. Now, again, before I get to Donald Trump, I want you to rationally think about this before I tell you what Trump said. There is no provision in the United States Constitution, there is no provision in any Supreme Court decision. There is no provision in any sort of Code of Federal Regulations. There is that, to the best of my knowledge, and I've only done a cursory search of all 50 states, there is nothing within state law that if, indeed, a court of law, let's say I'm the judge, and I'm one of, 50 judges in 50 states that concludes that there were enough illegally cast ballots that in my state, the results are incorrect. In law, you must have a remedy. And that remedy must be either an equitable, I don't want to get too technical here, but it must be either an equitable remedy or a legal remedy. We have neither. We don't have anything, anywhere, that says we get a mulligan. Nothing. And we don't have anything in the Constitution. And, quite frankly, I consider myself to be a quasi-constitutional expert. There is nothing in the United States Constitution that provides for a do-over, for a mulligan. It's one thing the founders didn't do. Now, before you blame the founders for it, the founders instead put specifically that the rules, in fact, this is a case that's in front of the Supreme Court now. It is probably the most important decision that the court will make in this current term. We may get a decision about this case come June, but it has to do with a provision in the Constitution that says that states are the ones that make the rules for all elections, including all federal offices. That would include the president, members of Congress, the House, and the Senate. So we don't have an equitable remedy. We don't have a legal remedy. It's just the way it is. The remedy that we do have is that if we found that an election was wrong, then we correct the problem that created that fraud so that in the next election we don't have that problem. Americans are too fat and dumb and lazy to think that far ahead. Well, it was wrong, so I want a do-over. It's not how it works. In our Republican small r form of government, it means that you and I have to go to state legislatures, and we have to convince enough state legislatures. For example, I would have to go, because I broadcast from Denver, I would have to walk into the Colorado legislature, the Colorado General Assembly, and I would have to convince enough legislators to change the rules in the state of Colorado for how elections are conducted and provide some remedy for a review of those elections. That's the answer. So now let's get to Trump. There was plenty wrong with the 2020 election, but we need to look forward. We can't keep let me say one more thing. Today, Michael Brown's going to say one more thing, and then I'm going to say one more thing. Let me say one more thing about the 2020 election. It's over. We can't do anything, and we're not going to win the 2024 presidential election by bitching about how the 2020 election was conducted. Americans don't like that. You know you don't like that. You want a new car. You want a new house. You want a new shirt, a new pair of sneakers. You want a new toolbox. You want a new wrench. You want a new something. Americans' DNA is we want something new. So we're not going to win the 2024 presidential election by looking backwards. We want something new, the new bright, shiny object. Now, let me get to Trump. Trump submitted in his own mind, and in the minds of truly those who are Trump faithful followers, that there was no possible way that he could have lost the election. And to this day, Trump has doubled down, he's tripled down, he's quadrupled down on his claim that the election was rigged and stolen, though he and his legal team tended to focus on counting votes instead of all the problems I just talked about. And furthermore, any Republican or conservative who dares to question Trump's claim is immediately smeared as some sort of rhino and part of the problem. I can guarantee to you that I am anything but a rhino. I am a die-hard conservative/libertarian. I fully believe in the United States Constitution. I actually believe the Constitution was divinely inspired. That's how much of a constitutionalist I am. And I'm a conservative because I believe that smaller government, smaller taxes, increase the economy and allow us to grow and prosper. But Trump's, MO has been to never admit defeat. And while this might be a calculated tactic to show toughness for making business deals, it's not always a good characteristic of good leadership. So what did Trump actually say? Well, I'll get to that in a minute. But first, if you or a loved one, I talked to somebody about this just yesterday too. If you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't, you're not like me. I'm quite comfortable concealed carrying a firearm. I do it every single day. But maybe some people aren't. Then I want you to learn about HERO's non-lethal products. HERO is the maker of the award-winning HERO 2020, which is a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles that are filled with pepper powder that explode on impact, covering your attacker, causing pain, mental confusion, and coughing uncontrollably. They just literally drop to the ground, writhing in pain, giving you a chance to escape. All of these Hero products are concealable. You do not need a carry permit. And right now, Hero2020.com, that's the website, Hero2020.com, has a new product called the Arrow. It looks like a little remote control, and it shoots this thick red sticky pepper gel, just like the other products, that cause your attacker to just drop to the ground. They're non-lethal. They allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I have them. My wife has them. My daughter has them. I want you to have them today. So go online to Hero2020.com, Hero2020.com. Put in coupon code Brown, my last name, for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. What Trump actually said, coming up next.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Merry Christmas from Maaco! With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, or damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco!
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive has teamed up with KCNR and are giving you a chance to win a gift certificate for dinner for four valued at $150 at Black Bear Diner on Christmas Day. Listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. for the Jingle Bears.
Jingle Bears, Jingle Bears, Jingle all the way.
Then call 530-605-4566 for your chance to qualify. The drawing will be held on Friday, December 23rd with Carl and Linda Bott at 8.05 a.m. during Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend. Glad to have you with me. So we're talking about Trump and this post that he made on his platform, Truth Social. And what's prompted this conversation is a discussion I had earlier this week with someone who said, Trump didn't really say that, did he? And I said, yes, he did say that. And they said, well, no, what I read, he didn't really say it, or it didn't mean what he meant it meant. And I said, well, did you actually read what he said or what he wrote on Truth Social? No, I read a story about it. So if this person, who I think is incredibly smart and keeps up with things, is confused about it, then I think a lot of people might be confused about what he said. And I think it's not only important to understand exactly what he said, but the implications of what he said. You got to remember that the United States of America, and this is where I, for those of you who've listened to me over the years, 16 years on the radio now, for those of you who've listened to me over the years, you know that I have a real bugaboo about people referring to the United States as a democracy. We are not a democracy. You and I don't vote on every single thing. We vote on people to represent us. That's why we are a constitutional republic. Democracies always fail. Democracies lead to tyranny. We might have democratic principles. We might have some democratic processes, but we are not a democracy. And it's important to understand that difference. Our system of government rests upon you and me electing people whose power is both delineated and limited by the Constitution. Now, superseding all elected officials' authority is the Constitution. When you get elected to, you know, I don't even care, city council, you get elected to a state house or senate, you get elected to Congress, your power is superseded by the Constitution. The Constitution supersedes your power. It is the standard for governing ourselves. So when individuals seeking power seem to call for all or parts of the Constitution to be ignored, which Democrats tend to do more often, Republicans sometimes do it. It drives me crazy when either party does it. When they call for parts of the Constitution to be ignored, changed, or terminated, that should raise a red flag with you immediately. So over last weekend, just in time for last week's official Georgia Senate runoff, Trump issued the latest 2020 election fraud rant by posting this on his Truth Social platform, and it says this verbatim. So, with the revelation of massive and widespread fraud and deception in working closely with big tech companies, the DNC, and the Democrat Party, do you throw the presidential election results of 2020 out and declare the rightful winner, or do you have a new election? He continues, a massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections. The key sentence is this. After claiming that there was massive and widespread fraud in the 2020 election, he said verbatim, listen, quote, a massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. No, sir. It absolutely does not. It does not. And those kinds of statements are the kinds of statements that cause even some Republicans, but almost all Democrats, any constitutionalist to say, wait a minute, that's way off the chart. That's unacceptable. So there's what happened. I'll be right back.
Clear path to $2,000 for gold and $25 for silver, according to Bank of America. And Noble Gold Investments has all the details. Bank of America states the growth will continue throughout 2023. They see gold prices remaining elevated with an average price of $2,086 an ounce. Well, it looks like they're right. And it's time to open a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments. At the beginning of December, gold crossed $1,800 and is still going. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tangible
tangible assets are the only assets you can count on, like gold. Crypto keeps on tanking. Stocks are too volatile. Gold is steady. So what are you waiting for? Thousands of people have started making a move towards a secure retirement. Join them by opening a gold IRA or silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments. If you get in before the end of this month, you'll bag an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of 5-star reviews.
Hi, Pop the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
NorCal Tractor Trailer Rentals and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor Trailer and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Happy weekend, everyone. Michael Brown here. Glad to have you with me. You indeed are listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. You want to send a text message, you text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Download the podcast, stream us, whatever you want to do. Simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. How much unfunded pension funding is there in the United States? You know, in Colorado, we have what's called PARA, the Public Employment Retirees Association. PARA, I don't know what PARA's unfunded liability is. But unfunded liabilities are a lot like Social Security. And this is a great lighthearted topic for a Saturday, isn't it, or for a weekend? But I want you to understand that something happened this week that the cabal, and remember I described the cabal as being that unholy alliance between, you know, the dominant media, big tech, and the ruling elite. They don't want us to know about this story. So it gets buried. But when I tell you the details of the story, you're going to be like, holy feces, Batman, really? What about my pension? That many people don't have pensions. But that doesn't mean that you're not on the hook for a pension. Let me describe to you what an unfunded liability is. I'm not trying to be condescending here. I just want to make sure we're all on the same level about what we're talking about. So, for example, the Public Employees Retirement Association in Colorado, PARA. PARA owes these future payments to teachers, firefighters, cops, other public employees who have contributed to this system, much like you and I might contribute to Social Security, and we know how bankrupt Social Security is. Well, the same is true for, like, teachers, firefighters, cops. So in Colorado, teachers, even new teachers that just get hired this year, they immediately start funding out of their paychecks a certain amount of money that goes into their retirement account, and that is met by or matched by a smaller amount by the local school district. Because of the cost of living increases, because they take this money and they invest it in stocks and bonds, so you know right away that their return on investment's not very good right now. The amount of money that they owe to current and future retirees cannot be met by their current basket of assets. They don't have enough money to pay what they owe for current and future retirees. It's much like Social Security. You know, technically, Social Security is bankrupt. Even though you pay your FICA taxes, go look at your last paycheck, you pay into Social Security. Well, there is not a, because that money goes, you know, there's this old joke when Al Gore was running for president about putting Social Security into a lockbox. And so everybody thinks that when you make your Social Security contribution, it goes into a savings account, for lack of a better term. And then that money sits there and collects interest, and they invest it, and it grows so that when you reach age 65, 67, 68, whatever it is, and you start withdrawing Social Security, well, all of that money's there. So whether you live to be, you know, 75, 85, 95, or 105, there's enough money there to pay you everything that you're owed, and you're going to get your money back plus some interest. No, that's just not true. Because what happens, those FICA taxes go to the Social Security Trust Fund, and then Congress borrows that money from the Social Security Trust Fund, and they put an IOU in the trust fund when they take the money out, and then they go spend the money on God knows what in the general fund of the federal budget. The same is happening at the state level. It's happening with other unions, the Airline Pilots Association, the Teamsters, the United Auto Workers. All of these unions, these pension funds, are guaranteed by taxpayers. That's right. You're on the hook for these. Right now, there is a national public pension funding shortfall of around $1.4 trillion as of June 30th of this year. collectively, that is just 77.9% of the money that should be in state and local pension funds today. That percentage is called the funded ratio. So there's a shortfall of 77%. I mean, that's humongous. Well, guess what's happened? This past week, the director of the Centers for Disease Control, Rochelle Walensky, asked Congress for more COVID money. My God, how much more money can we spend on COVID? It's ridiculous. Ask for more money. What they should have done, what the CDC should have done, is they should have asked the Teamsters to give her some of that money. Why? Remember when Democrats did their $1.9 trillion spending bill in 2021 as COVID relief? It included more than $86 billion to shore up more than 200 ailing union multi-employer pension plans. And of that, when they negotiated the rail strike agreement to keep the railroads running, they gave the Teamsters $36 billion, a $36 billion payout. Well, actually, let me rephrase that. A $36 billion payoff. When people talk about the national debt and what a concern it is for future taxpayers, you know, if you've got rugrats running around the house, if you've got grandchildren, or for that matter, if you are young in the workforce and just starting out, you're on the hook for all of this. Everybody's on the hook for it. So that when they give $36 billion to the Teamsters, that ensures that future taxpayers, because we don't have that money. We don't have it. We borrow almost 50% of every dollar that we spend at the federal level. We borrow it. And we borrow it from our children and our grandchildren. Because they'll have to pay higher interest rates, higher taxes. They'll be able to keep less of their income. Their standard of living will decrease. All because of political games that we play today. And nobody wants to talk about it. It is amazing to me how, I mean, journalism in this country is dead because this should be, and I know it's an esoteric topic, but it's a topic that literally affects your pocketbook. It's going to affect your take-home pay. Because at some point, for example, the Federal Reserve is increasing interest rates. I forget how much it's gone up, but they've increased it 4 or 5 times now, maybe 6 times. That means that the interest that we pay on the debt, the national debt, the cost of that, because all we pay is the interest. So if the interest rate goes up, that means the amount of interest owed goes up. So now we're paying more for that. It's no different than if you carry a balance on your credit card and you just pay the minimum amount every month, and suddenly the credit card company jacks up your rate to 22, 24, 28, 33%, whatever the hell they charge. That means that every minimum amount that you pay monthly, less of it goes to principal and more of it goes to interest, meaning that you're going to pay a hell of a lot money over time. And it's going to take you a hell of a lot longer to pay that off. It's no different than with us. So what did the federal government really do? They took $36 billion and bailed out the Teamsters, which means they added $36 billion to the federal credit card, which means that ultimately at some point, people who are not Teamsters are going to have to pay that. High labor costs have driven a lot of unionized companies bankrupt. But somehow, and here's what a Wall Street editorial says, forcing surviving employers in the plans to pick up more of the cost of the generous benefits is what happens when high labor costs drive many unionized companies bankrupt. Because even though they go bankrupt that liability exists if it's guaranteed by the federal government. And most of these pensions are guaranteed by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. Ever heard of that? Well, it's kind of like the FDIC, the Pension Benefit Guarantee. Yes, it's a quasi, you know, public-private partnership between, you know, taxpayers and the government that says, yeah, oh, when pensions get bailed, you know, get in trouble, they can run to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation and ask to get money to pay off the pensions, which comes from you and me. For example, Teamsters in something called the Central States Plan, those workers can retire at age 57. Last year, Central States was only 17% funded and is projected to collapse in just a few years. So what happens? The Federal Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, that little corporation I just told you about, insures pensions up to almost $13,000 a year for participants in that plan who have 30 years on the job. But even that is underfunded. If Central States failed, its liabilities could have taken down the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporations, which insures multiple employer pensions for more than 11 million workers and retirees around the country. So Congress, back in 2014, nobody wants to talk about this either, acted to prevent the death spiral of the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation by passing bipartisan legislation, Democrats and Republicans both did it, that let these sick plans reduce benefits and make other changes to avoid insolvency. So even though we remain on the hook, Congress decided in 2014, taxpayers remain on the hook, but if you're a member of one of these pension plans, your benefits get reduced. We've been living high on the hog for decades. We've been living high on the hog since the New Deal. Since FDR implemented the New Deal, we've been living high on the hog. Funny money, monopoly money, it's just wham, bam, money everywhere. And as Malcolm X or Jeremiah Wright, whichever one you want to quote, those chickens are coming home to roost. And they're going to cost us dearly. It's just one more example. Happy Saturday, everybody. It's just one more example of how all of these different stories that fly under the radar are making this country weak and weaker every single day. And my job, I think, is just to make you aware of it. What's the solution? Well, the solution is, at some point, we've either got to stop doing this, we're going to have to recognize that we can't afford to do it, which is going to cause a huge financial problem. So we just keep kicking the can down the road. So old farts like me, yeah, just send me a Social Security check when I start taking it, and I'll take as much of it as I can. I'll try to get as much as I can back. And all you young whippersnappers out there, God bless you. You know what? Thanks for the money. Keep sending it. Hang tight. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I'll be right back.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now. And you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Pure Talk.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier and all we
duty.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's give it a 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bow to nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Everybody, welcome to the meeting with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So this segment is going to send the text messages. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. We talked about Trump and his comments that he had about the Constitution, which I found to be outrageous. And we've talked about these unfunded liabilities. So two fantastic topics, right? We covered two really great topics here to make us think, oh, hey, maybe I should go drink this weekend. That's kind of what I'm thinking. But there's some great text messages that I want to share with you. Goober is a term of endearment. I know some of you in the national audience think that I'm being childish or something, but you know what? Chill out. Just chill out. And I refer to Goobers by the last four digits of your phone number. And Goober number 1735 says that Mike kicked the can as a kid's game. Kicking the can down the road is a kid's game. And we're acting like kids when it comes to unfunded liabilities. We don't, you know, it's almost like Jack Nicholson. You know, the movie, The Gentleman, I can't think of the movie, but where he says, you can't handle the truth. I think many Americans can't. They, not only can they not handle the truth, they don't want to handle the truth. They don't want to hear these things. They don't want to understand these things. That's why I think an audience like this audience, part of my job is to give you the tools and the weaponry that you need so that you can go out and you can fight the ignorance. So, for example, when someone says, no, Donald Trump really didn't say that, you can say, well, actually, he did say that, which gets me to a text message that said, this is from Goober number 1970. Mike, you're the first one I've heard to call out that specific sentence in his Trump's post. Excellent. I'm okay with the rest of it, this Goober writes, just not that one sentence. But that one sentence is the problem, because that is indeed how Trump thinks, that because the election had fraud, the election was, you know, rigged or whatever, you know, whatever verbs he wants to use, that somehow you can just throw it out and get a mulligan and get a redo. And you cannot do that. Now, this is great. Oh, same Goober, by the way. Mike, remember when Rush said, paraphrasing, only Trump can ruin Trump? Well, and that's what he's doing right now. He's destroying his own campaign because people don't want to hear that. People want to hear, we've got serious problems in this country, very serious problems. The election of the Biden administration has brought about, in fact, we just got the wholesale price index yesterday, and the wholesale price index has gone up again, which means that soon, because if the wholesale price index has gone up, when those products get to the retail level, that price increase is going to be passed on to you. So the bad news Friday will be the bad news for you next time you go to the mall or to the grocery store or gas pump. Speaking of gas real quick. That just reminded me. So I filled up with gas yesterday, and it was surprisingly low. I think for premium unleaded, I paid like $3.07. So for those of you on the West Coast and the East Coast, sucks to be you, right? But that's not really good news, because gas prices are dropping, not because of anything because of everything the Biden administration is doing. They have destroyed demand because of inflation and because they have taken all this money out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Those supplies are now dwindling, and supplies are going to get lower and lower, which even with demand destruction, at some point there's a tipping point where even though demand gets lower and lower, that demand may outstrip supply, and that will cause a huge increase in gas prices in the future, unless we open up the country back to drilling. Man, so many things to talk about. And there's so many weird things going on in the world. So many things. Hang tight. I'll see you on the other side. Don't go away.
This holiday season, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us with their annual Season of Hope. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, the foundation is delivering mortgage-free homes to dozens and dozens of America's catastrophically injured veterans, fallen first responder families, and Gold Star families. One hero receiving a new home during this year's Season of Hope is U.S. Army veteran Maggie Bilyeu. Maggie was 26 years old when she deployed to Afghanistan in 2015. Just a few months later, she was struck by a suicide bomber, causing permanent life-changing injuries. Now, Tunnel to Towers is delivering a fully adapted, mortgage-free smart home to Maggie and her family in time for the holidays. Smart homes like Maggie's ease the financial burdens America's veterans face and make the day-to-day movements of their lives easier. Help America's heroes and their families this holiday season and all year round. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew at Washington. Senator Kyrsten Sinema announcing her intention to leave the Democrat Party this week, 4 years after being elected. Correspondent Mary Claire Jelonek reports the switch makes sense for the independently minded Sinema.
What it is really more about her than the Senate. It's not going to change functionally the operations of the Senate or the Democrats' majority. She hasn't said specifically that she will caucus with the Democrats, but she has said that she will not caucus with the Republicans.
The Arizona lawmaker said she made the move to fight what she called a broken partisan system. American sports writer Grant Wall has died while covering a World Cup match between Argentina and the Netherlands. Journalist Care Randage says the reporters in Qatar gathered for the World Cup were all shocked at the news.
That's what Grant was doing. That's what he enjoyed doing. And so everybody recognized that enthusiasm in him.
Wall, an American journalist who helped to grow the popularity of soccer in the U.S. and reported on some of the biggest stories in the sport, was just 48. Ukraine has won victories on the battlefield against Russia, but faces looming challenges on the economic front.
The government has been relying on the central bank to print money to cover its huge deficits caused by the war. Tax revenue has fallen and defense spending has soared for next year's budget. Kiev is looking for ways to pay for its war effort at least through next year. By then, hopes are that a price cap on Russian oil sales will put Moscow on the economic defensive.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The Supreme Court will hear a free speech case involving a scam that falsely promoted adult adoptions as a path to U.S. citizenship.
The case the High Court agreed to hear involves the operator of a Sacramento, California nonprofit called Americans Helping America Chamber of Commerce.
That is correspondent Norman Hall reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Slick Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
An oil spill in a creek in northeastern Kansas has shut down a major pipeline. That pipeline ran from Canada through the plains and to the Texas Gulf Coast. The spill briefly caused oil prices to rise on Thursday. Hey, things like mealy apples and soggy French fries? Well, John Scott reports that science may be able to help with your culinary hardships.
Food companies increasingly turning to chemistry and physics to tackle the problem of food waste. There are spray-on peels and chemically enhanced sachets that can slow the ripening process in fruit and digital sensors that can tell when meat is safe to consume. Packets affixed to the top of a takeout box use thermodynamics to keep fries crispy. Experts say growing awareness of food waste has led to an uptick in efforts to mitigate it. More than one-third of food produced in the U.S. currently goes uneaten. Much of that winds up in landfills. John Scott reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Boeing marked the end of an era this week with the final 747 aircraft. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The 747 debuted in 1969, and over 50-plus years, the Boeing jumbo jet served as a cargo plane, a commercial aircraft capable of carrying nearly 500 passengers, and the Air Force One presidential aircraft. On Tuesday, the last 747 rolled out of a factory north of Seattle. However, the next version of Air Force One will still be a 747. Two versions of that model are currently being modified for presidential travel and will be delivered to the U.S. Air Force later this decade. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has blocked a Biden administration order demanding doctors with religious reservations perform sex change operations, even when it violates their deeply held religious beliefs. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, and from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Bladen Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy weekend, everyone. Glad to have you with me. Michael Brown here. And this is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Here's what you do. These are the rules of engagement for the program. They're real simple. You text the word Mike and your message to 33103. That's the phone number, 33103. And just add the keyword Mike in there. Text messages. You know, I want to add this about text messages. You can send a text, because I know that affiliates play the program different times during the weekend. Some of you listen to the weekend on the podcast. So regardless of when you're listening, if you have commentary, if you have a question, whatever it might be, feel free to text me, because I keep a browser open on my laptop with the text message service open. So I read text messages all the time. And when you get the reply, which we're still trying to get that fixed so you don't get a reply every single time, but when you get the reply from the situation that says, we read these, that's the truth. I read every single text message that comes in. Because oftentimes, at show prep, oftentimes, you guys will send me down a rabbit hole that leads into a really interesting topic. So text the word Mike and your message to 33103. You want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those. You want to download the podcast. You want to see stories that we want to put up. You want to look at the affiliate map to find out where all the stations are around the country that carry the weekend. Simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Do that right now. So how did Twitter silence conservatives? How did that happen? And why, if you're not on Twitter, why is this story important to you? If you hate Twitter, why is this story important to you? If you don't even know what Twitter is, why is this story important to you? Well, let me do some explaining. Because it's incredibly important. First, a little background. Now, Twitter is what you might call microblogging. I think we're up to 240 characters. So I can write a pithy comment that is up to 240 characters. How many words? That just depends on how long the words are, short the words are. So I can comment, like I can take a news article out of the Washington Post or the New York Times or any of the other newspapers that I read. And I can tweet that story. I can send out that story on my Twitter account and comment about what the story says. It's microblogging. Or if someone else sends out a tweet, a comment, I can comment on that. Now, that there's different kinds of rules. You might have to be following somebody. I can limit who can respond to my tweets, which I do not do. I allow anybody to do it. But that's pretty much Twitter in a nutshell. It's just a microblogging platform. And I think it's, you know, when Twitter first came out, I think I joined in 2010 or something, 12, maybe 12 years ago. I kind of got it. But I never quite fully understood the kind of behemoth that it would grow into that became an incredible source of news, commentary, different opinions. It was truly the new town square. It was the new public square. It was the place where we could all go figuratively down to, you know, downtown wherever you live and stand on the corner and we could be like that homeless guy that waves the Bible and preaches at us on the corner. We could be that person on Twitter, except hopefully be a little more rational, a little more, you know, insightful commentary. Not that sometimes they don't have great commentary, but that's what it became. It became the free speech platform where I could say something and people who hate my guts could respond to it, sometimes just ad hominem attacks that didn't make any difference and I would just block them. But people might actually have thoughtful commentary about why I was right or why I was wrong about something. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. It was free speech right here on my laptop or on my phone. There's a term called shadow banning. It's a term for what big tech companies have been doing for years now to suppress primarily conservative speech. Now, occasionally you're going to hear some news that so-and-so was banned from Twitter or Facebook. But the far more prevalent of redlining free speech, you know, we ostensibly have outlawed redlining. So a person of color can go buy a house in any neighborhood, and we can't redline that neighborhood and say, this is an all-white neighborhood, this is an all-black neighborhood, this is an all-Jewish neighborhood, this is whatever kind of neighborhood you want. But what was going on was truly redlining of free speech. That's shadow banning, where the user may not even suspect anything is going on, but silently their reach, their commentary gets squelched. Their voice gets squelched. Redlining, shadow banning, pretty much the same thing. Well, unless you've been living under a rock, over the past week or so, Elon Musk, the world's richest man, the billionaire with Tesla and SpaceX and who knows all the other stuff that he does, bought Twitter for $44 billion. Now, you buy something for $44 billion, and you want to turn it back into what it was originally supposed to be and make money on it too, then you're going to come in and you're going to, you know, knock over some chairs, overturn some desks, fire a bunch of people. You're going to come in and there's a new sheriff in town. And the new sheriff is Elon Musk. And he's done exactly that. And it's been fascinating to watch. You know, 5 years ago, a Twitter software engineer by the name of Vadreev or something. I can't pronounce his name. Vadreev. Vadreev. He explained shadow banning this way. The idea of a shadow ban is that you ban someone, but they don't know they've been banned because they just keep posting things and nobody sees their content. So they just think that nobody's engaging with them, when in reality, nobody is seeing it. So Elon Musk started digging around, finding out, you know, what's the truth about shadow banning, in particular, what's the truth about shadow banning or redlining conservative speech. And he started getting all the documents and the emails, all the internal documents, and he's been releasing those to two reporters, Matt Taibbi of the Rolling Stone and journalist Barry Weiss. And so now we have, and you can find it online, the so-called Twitter file. All of these Twitter files confirm that what we already thought was actually true, and that Twitter was actually shadow banning and preventing conservatives from being heard on the platform. Now, I want to divide this topic up into a couple of segments, a couple of commentary. The first being, why is this important for the former CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey? Because Jack Dorsey testified before the United States Congress, and he denied all of these things under oath. Now, as someone, as a former Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I had to testify before Congress on probably thousands of occasions. Sometimes I had to be sworn in, where I held my hand up and said that the testimony I'm about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. But other times I wasn't sworn in, but I was still bound as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security to tell the truth to Congress under penalty of perjury, that if I lied to Congress, I could be prosecuted for those lies. And I took that pretty damn seriously. Primarily because, as a member of the administration, if you lie, you probably could be prosecuted. I think you should be prosecuted. I think anybody that lies to Congress, and I know that many people think, well, Congress lies to us all the time, why should we tell them the truth? Because the truth is the most powerful thing you can do to the United States Congress, is tell them the truth. So the former CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, testified. Let's see if I can find the date on this. This is on September 5, 2018. Jack Dorsey said this.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Walden, Ranking Member Plun, and the committee for the opportunity to speak on behalf of Twitter to the American people. I look forward to our conversation about our commitment to impartiality.
A commitment to impartiality. Twitter has publicly stated 4 years ago that they are committed to impartiality.
Transparency and to accountability. If it's okay with all of you, I'd like to read you something I personally wrote as I thought about these issues. I'm also going to tweet it out right now. I want to start by making something very clear. We don't consider political viewpoints, perspectives, or party affiliation in any of our policies or enforcement decisions. Period.
Oh, did you hear that? I want to start by making something very clear. We don't consider political viewpoints, perspectives, or party affiliation in any of our policies or enforcement decisions. Period. I like it when people say period, because that's like, this is the gospel truth right here. Turns out, not so much. Turns out, he was actually lying.
Impartiality is our guiding principle. Let me explain why. We believe many people use Twitter as a digital public square. They gather from all around the world to see what's happening and have a conversation about what they see. Twitter cannot rightly serve as a public square if it's constructed around the personal opinions of its makers.
Twitter cannot be the public square. It cannot be that place that I just described, where the homeless guy is waving the Bible and preaching, or where a reporter is putting up a story about some investigation they just conducted. You see, that Twitter can't be that if we internally decide who's going to be heard or not heard. Well, that's exactly what they did. Now, before we go to break, I know many of you are saying to yourselves right now, I don't care about this topic because I don't engage or use Twitter and BFD. Well, let me tell you what the BFD is. This is the attitude, if not the philosophy, if not the entire DNA of the progressive left. And that is that they want to control speech. And they want to, in particular, control conservative speech. And they're using their public platform and a publicly traded company to do so. So during the break, I want you to think about this, because I'm going to come back. You're going to hear more of Jack Dorsey. I want you to think that what we're really learning here is, and I know some of you may say, oh, Michael Brown, master of the obvious here. No. I want you to think about how this big tech company represents, because they were in cahoots with the White House, the Biden White House. They were in cahoots with the Obama White House. And they were in cahoots with each other to make sure that what you heard, the news that you read, was the news that they chose. And that you only got a particular viewpoint. And if they didn't like Michael Brown's viewpoint, or if they didn't like your viewpoint, you'd get shadow banned. And you'd never be heard. That's precisely how the left thinks. They absolutely despise free speech. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You know, I love the holidays, having the family together for all those special times. But this year, I invited some extra family along, my Noble Gold Investments family. They've looked after me financially this year. They took me in and showed me how gold and silver can be used in an IRA to keep my other family safe from the financial snowstorms out there. When the wind of inflation is howling and the recession snow is falling hard, we can all sit in front of our precious metal fire, keeping warm, knowing we're gonna be okay. The team at Noble Gold Investments walked me through their entire investment process and explained the stuff I was worried about. That's why I'm recommending my second family to you. They're wonderful. And this month you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
NorCal Tractor Trailer Rentals and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community.
I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you here. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Get to this website to follow me on social media or to download the podcast or stream us live. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So I want to go back to Jack Dorsey for just a second. Because Mr. Dorsey, in his testimony before Congress back in September of 2018, completely and utterly lied to Congress, but in doing so gave us an insight into how the progressive left thinks about freedom of speech. It is fascinating to think that in 2022, we've gone from, you know, the age of Aquarius in the 60s, free love and free speech and all of that, to now those old grown-up hippies are now anti-free speech. They become totally Orwellian in their approach to free speech. Dorsey said,
constructed around the personal opinions of its makers. We believe a key driver of a thriving public square is the fundamental human right of freedom of opinion and expression.
That they believe that the very basis of what they're doing is the fundamental human right of free expression, free opinion. Yet they were engaged on the very day that he was talking and testifying before Congress, they were doing just the opposite. And why is that so important? Again, I emphasize for those of you that don't use Twitter, or that hate Twitter, or don't even understand what Twitter is. Twitter is the modern day public square. Now, so is this program. So are blogs. So are news sites. So are newspapers, radio programs, television programs. Free speech literally exists everywhere in this country, except that it doesn't. Fortunately, as I've explained many times, I work for a company, iHeartMedia, that has never once in my almost 16 years on radio has never once said to me, don't talk about this, or you have to talk about that. Never. Not once. This is a free speech zone. The reason that's so important is you tune into this program like you tune into any other nationally syndicated program or any other local program. You tune into those programs because you want to hear the opinions and the thoughts and the conversations and the messages, and you want to hear all of this, even things that you disagree with. I think I know this audience well enough, just as I know my local audience well enough, to know that even when you disagree with what I'm saying, you still want to hear it. And if you do disagree with it, by golly, I will hear about it. That's what the country's about. And that's what the progressive left is trying to denigrate. That's why this story is important. And that's why I want you to pay attention to it. Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll take a quick break, and I'll see you on the other side.
holiday season, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us with their annual Season of Hope. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, the foundation is delivering mortgage-free homes to dozens and dozens of America's catastrophically injured veterans, fallen first responder families, and Gold Star families. One hero receiving a new home during this year's Season of Hope is U.S. Army veteran Maggie Bilyeu. Maggie was 26 years old when she deployed to Afghanistan in 2015. Just a few months later, she was struck by a suicide bomber, causing permanent life-changing injuries. Now, Tunnel to Towers is delivering a fully adapted, mortgage-free smart home to Maggie and her family in time for the holidays. Smart homes like Maggie's ease the financial burdens America's veterans face and make the day-to-day movements of their lives easier. Help America's heroes and their families this holiday season and all year round. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with PNC Satellite. Are you ready to get a head start on this season's infamous wish list? Then it's about time you do something different this holiday season. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish this holiday season for a great deal. Call BNT Satellite at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. From all of us at BNT Satellite, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Merry Christmas from Maaco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico. Rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the most popular Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Plus, free home delivery on all smart beds when you add a Bates. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Man, this time is running fast. We're getting closer and closer to Christmas, and then pretty soon it'll be the new year. I was just thinking about how it just seems like just yesterday that I was doing my Saturday show, and here I am doing this Saturday show. Anyway, if you want to send me a text message, text the word Mike to 33103. Go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, if you want to follow me on social media or get the podcast. You can do all that stuff. You can find the affiliates, the stations, the times, everything at michaelsaysgohere.com. So this week, this past week was, I don't know why I'm laughing, but it was just filled with this infuriating news about Republican incompetence and the lawlessness of the deep state. Now, let me just tell you before that phrase, the deep state, I assume that Republican incompetence doesn't turn anybody off. But the deep state does, because a lot of people don't believe that the deep state exists. Let me tell you, from personal experience, I know that it does. We currently live in what I refer to as an administrative state. We are more governed by rules and regulations adopted by bureaucrats in all these government agencies and departments than we are by Congress itself. And that's even true at your state level. You may think that your state legislature, your governor, wields all this influence, but really it's all the bureaucrats, it's all the departments and agencies that make up all the rules and regulations that you have to live with. Well, this past week, despite all of the Republican incompetence, despite all the deep state lawlessness, one senator that I don't always agree with, Tom Cotton from Arkansas, actually kind of bitch-slapped some woke corporate CEOs everywhere. Now, let's talk about woke corporate CEOs for a minute. Disney's a great example. The previous CEO of Disney was, in fact, was it this? I think it was just this week, or maybe it was just last weekend. The previous CEO of Disney was fired, and Bob Iger, who was the previous CEO of Disney, was brought back in to fix things. Now, what was wrong with Disney? Well, there are a lot of things that were wrong with Disney. I don't know the name of the movie, and I have to plead ignorance, but apparently Disney's out with some new animated movie that has been a complete bomb at the box office, primarily because rather than being about, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, or, you know, somehow just give children a fantasy story to enjoy. No, it was preaching all about, transsexualism and gay rights and all sorts of things. Apparently it was just horrible. Horrible. So you've got these woke CEOs, and they exist everywhere. You know, on my morning show during the week in Denver, on Fridays I do what's called the CEO Spotlight, and I interview CEOs from around Colorado that are doing interesting things. The company brings me. I don't choose the CEOs. They bring the CEOs to me. And occasionally I'll have a CEO who will, during the interview, talk about some of their ESG or some of their other kind of, you know, really public commitment kind of stuff that they're doing. And I'll ask them off air, because I don't want to blindside them. I'll ask them off air, hey, when we come back, can I ask you, what's that really doing? Or why are you really doing that? And oftentimes they don't want the question asked. So we'll just end the interview and we'll part ways and I'll go on and talk about something else. Woke corporations are failing to do what their primary purpose is, particularly if they're a publicly traded company. And that is return to as much value to me or to you as a shareholder as they possibly can. to provide a quality product and service that will attract a humongous amount of people that will purchase that product or service so that they can make as much profit as possible, so that they can, yes, do charitable and do some good things, but also because they can expand and grow, so they can innovate, come up with even better products and services. That's what makes the world go round. We can't progress as a society if all we do is focus on wokeness. So here's what happened. During a November 29 Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, the CEO of Kroger — now, I don't know whether Kroger is a name that you recognize, but Kroger owns grocery stores. They own the Kroger brand. They own Smith's. They own King Supers, which is here in Colorado. This is a giant grocery store chain, and their CEO is a guy by the name of Rodney McMullen. Now, Rodney McMullen sought the Republican Party's help against Democrats who were intent on interfering with his company's announcement that they were going to merge with Albertsons, another grocery store chain, which you may or may not be familiar with. So Kroger and all of their chain and all their stores were going to merge with Albertsons. So during this Judiciary Committee, because this is a big merger, it has antitrust implications, it has a lot of implications. So Tom Cotton from Arkansas started out by questioning the CEO about his company's failure to make modest accommodations for religious liberty. Because back in 2019, Kroger fired two employees from an Arkansas grocery store because they refused to wear the multicolored logos that represent the gay pride rainbow flag. They just said, based on their religious beliefs, they didn't want to wear those logos. Now, I personally don't have a problem with the logos. And to some degree, I believe that if you work for a private company and they want you to wear a certain uniform, you're required to wear a certain uniform. And if you want to stand up, and you want to stand up for your religious beliefs and say that, you know, that goes deeply against my religious beliefs, can I get an exemption? You can make the case for the exemption, or you can quit. That's kind of how it works. But here's what was kind of surprising to both Tom Cotton and to me. The CEO of Kroger said that the aprons with the rainbow-colored hearts did not indicate Kroger's support for the LGBTQ cause and that the two employees were not fired for their religious beliefs. Yet, interestingly, Kroger was ordered to pay $180,000 to settle the lawsuit brought by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on behalf of two women, one who was 72 years old and the other was 57 years old. So Kroger had a kind of a reputation of already kind of doing the wrong thing, particularly firing two women who were fired because, well, they were 72 and 57. So then Tom Cotton went down this path, and he started questioning the CEO about his company's, quote, allyship guide. Allyship, A-L-L-Y-S-H-I-P. Their Kroger's allyship guide directs its employees to stop using words like — and I want to pause for a moment. What the hell kind of words do you think they would tell their employees to not use? Bullcrap? Bitch slap? A-hole? Jerk face? Butthead? What words do you think they were told not to use? They were told not to use words like yes, sir, or yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I can't help but laugh at this. Seriously, you're going to tell your employees that when they're on the floor of a grocery store, and let's say the little old lady asks, you know, the stalker, can you reach that can of pork and beans up there on the top shelf for me? Yes, ma'am, I can. No, you can't say that. You can't say yes, ma'am. What are you supposed to say? Hey, you old hag, get your own beans? I mean, come on, good grief. So Tom Cotton rhetorically asked, do you really expect 72-year-old employees in rural areas of Arkansas to stop using words like sir and ma'am? I would say that's true for a lot of places in this country, rural and urban, not just Arkansas. Arkansas, you don't have the monopoly on yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. When Cotton literally asked the CEO, do you want to apologize to those wrongly terminated women that you had to pay $180,000 to? You know what he said? Quote, I would need to understand more of the details. Are you freaking kidding me? You're the CEO of Kroger, and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission ordered you to pay $180,000 to these two women for refusing to say yes sir or yes ma'am? Or actually, I should say, because they continued to say yes sir and yes ma'am. That's what I really meant to say. You really think you need to understand more of the details? Because then Cotton just pounced on the CEO. This is hilarious. And he took that hapless CEO to task for his company's, all other companies' habit of consistently taking the woke side in the culture wars rather than just remaining neutral. Cotton wasn't even asking this CEO to take the side of conservatives and oppose woke. How about just being neutral? Cotton said, quote, and I've cautioned them for years that if they silence conservatives and center-right voters, if they discriminate against them in their company, they probably shouldn't come and ask Republican senators to carry the water for them whenever our Democratic friends want to regulate them or block their mergers. And all I say, I'm sorry that's happening to you. Best of luck. It's freaking hilarious.
But this situation reminds me a little bit of the situation big tech companies have found themselves in recent years. They've come to Washington because they fear regulation from our Democratic friends or action by the Biden administration, and they expect Republicans, who are traditionally more supportive of free enterprise, to come to their defense. And I've cautioned them for years that if they silence conservatives and center-right voters across the country, if they discriminate against them in their company, they probably shouldn't come and ask Republican senators to carry the water for them whenever our Democratic friends want to regulate them or block their mergers. So I've heard a lot of questioning about that today, and I've read a lot about it in the news. And I'll say this. I'm sorry that's happening to you. Best of luck.
Boom. I just think it's fantastic. That's called putting the hammer down. You come begging for Republicans to protect you from the regulation of Democrats, and yet you always side with the woke side of the culture war. Yeah, best of luck. Best of luck. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say switch now, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, say switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Pure Talk.
Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. Appreciate everybody tuning in. I sincerely do. So I don't know whether you remember, but President Biden has a Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Office of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition. It's in the Department of Energy, and it has to do with nuclear waste. The guy's name is Sam Britton. Now, I'm not quite sure how to describe Sam Britton. So let me just read to you what one news article says. Not only is he a homosexual, a BDSM, bondage something and sadomasochism, a BDSM dog fetishist, a transvestite, and a non-binary a person, he's also a kleptomaniac. Now, you may have seen this gentleman. He wears bright red lipstick. He's fairly bald, likes to dress in bright red dresses. And, yes, he is in charge of the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Office of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition. Now, all of the things I just described about him don't necessarily qualify him or disqualify him from holding this particular office. I quite frankly don't care if he's gay, a BDSM dog fetish person or a transvestite. I don't care whether he's non-binary. What I do care, though, is he seems to be a kleptomaniac. Yes, a kleptomaniac. He's not only guilty as charged, but he's a re-offender, a repeat offender, in terms of stealing luggage at airports. Have you ever... I always find it fascinating. Now, I don't know whether they do this in LaGuardia or not, but I remember in LaGuardia in particular, one of the airports in New York City, that when you picked up your luggage at the carousel, you had to show a bag checker that would match your baggage claim to the claim on your bag, because so much luggage was being stolen at LaGuardia that you had to do a claim check. The claim check match before you could walk out with your luggage. Not so much true in, I don't think, like LAX or Denver International or O'Hare. It's just not really done. You just grab your bag and go. But from the Las Vegas, from KLAS, an Energy Department official is accused of stealing luggage from Harry Reid International Airport, the 8 News Now investigators have learned, on Thursday. A felony warrant was issued for Sam Britton, Deputy Assistant Secretary. Sources said the charges for grand larceny with a value between $1,200 and $5,000, record shows. Now, this guy has authority over the disposal of extremely dangerous spent nuclear fuel. Who would have guessed that somebody that makes a pageant out of his sexual affinities would exercise poor judgment as having a result of a head maybe full of loose screws? The first time he did this was in Minneapolis. Now he's done it in Las Vegas. I actually think maybe it's time that he loses position.
Luggage from Harry Reid International Airport. The 8 News Now investigators learning a felony warrant has been issued for Sam Britton, a deputy assistant secretary in the Biden administration. Now, he's accused of a similar crime in the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport. This is a developing story.
Anybody want to take bets on whether or not anything ever actually happens to him or not? Because this means that the Biden administration would actually have to take someone who fits all of their requirements in terms of identity politics, because that's the basis upon which many people have been hired in the Biden administration, not based upon qualifications, but based upon, do you check a box? I hate the box. I believe in a meritocracy. People ought to be hired based on their merit, their skills, their abilities, their knowledge. But not in this new world order. No. Someone like Sam Britton, who steals luggage from airports and is in charge of spent nuclear fuel, who cares? Who cares? Maybe he'll steal some, nuclear fuel and use it to make a dirty bomb or something. Who am I to judge? Yeah, I am to judge. And I think it's time for him to go. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. Some news, weather, and other stuff. I'll be right back.
You know, I love the holidays, having the family together for all those special times. But this year, I invited some extra family along, my Noble Gold Investments family. They've looked after me financially this year. They took me in and showed me how gold and silver can be used in an IRA to keep my other family safe from the financial snowstorms out there. When the wind of inflation is howling and the recession snow is falling hard, we can all sit in front of our precious metal fire, keeping warm, knowing we're gonna be okay. The team at Noble Gold Investments walked me through their entire investment process and explained the stuff I was worried about. That's why I'm recommending my second family to you. They're wonderful. And this month you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together, we will bring in the new year with joy.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.